and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, the final episode of Star of Vengeance. In our last episode, George and Sui used drugged spaghetti to knock out the cult members who were guarding the Star of Vengeance. But just as they were putting the fabulous gem into a paper bag and turning to go, a bunch more cult members charged in, swords at the ready, and unhappy that our heroes were trying to make off with their sacred stone, without even stopping by to ask permission. Can George and Sui talk their way out of this one? Find out after this message.
The longest we've seen in years,
says the Titan Daily Splurge.
Made me weep,
says the Aristarchus Messenger.
A story you will never forget, no matter how you try,
says the Quarkus Cinema Review. Chris and Terry could have been among the great lovers of all time, but fate had a hand in their appointment calendars. They longed for each other with a passion bigger than the sky, but were both so busy that they could only manage to meet for hurried luncheons in a seedy tea room on the corner of 4th and March Payne. This is the story of lovers whose names would have rung down the ages if only they had the time and their waitress, Rosamund.
I suppose you folks will be having the usual again then, eh?
This is the story of The Schedule Crossed, coming soon to a Sensi near you.
Star of Vengeance, Episode 10, Au Milieu de Imaginaire. George and Sui are locked in a room with some angry sword-carrying cult members who resent their attempts to steal their sacred jewel, the Star of Vengeance.
Watch it! Oh! Look! Hey! Look at that!
What are you talking about, Sui?
I don't see anything.
What? We're back in the hallway again. How did you do that?
Misdirection.
Misdirection? You put through a locked door?
Watch it. Look, Georgie, in a minute they're going to realize they have the key to that door. Don't you think we should start running?
Right.
Okay, now, how did we come in?
It's that way, I think.
I think it was...
No, wasn't that jukebox on our left when we came in?
Quick, follow Ducky Poo. He knows the way.
All right.
Oh, I recognize this place. We're under the restaurant. Look, there's the trapdoor.
Hey up there. Let us out.
Here in this paper bag.
Good. Then you can just hand it over to me now.
Who said that? Who?
I said that.
Why, it's H. Nemo Bellicoat in a duck costume.
That's right. Now hand over that bag, Panagus, or I'll make holes in you with my antique revolver. It's not as neat as a laser, but it's just as effective.
You beast! What have you done, Ducky Pooh?
What? Haven't you realized yet? And here I thought you were the brains of the outfit. There never was any Ducky Pooh. It was me. Me! And you never saw through my clever disguise. Now, Panagus, give me the bag.
Villain, it looks like I have no choice.
That's right.
Here! But you'll never get away with it. You have no ship to leave in. You're stuck here unless we take you with us when we go.
On the contrary, it's you who are stuck here.
What?
You see, I'll be taking off in your ship.
Not the Hop Toad.
I've made an arrangement with your pilot. And if that idiot Delude gets in my way, well, I'll just persuade him with this revolver.
So now what? Are you gonna shoot us?
Are you kidding? The ammo for this thing is too expensive to waste killing people who are gonna die soon anyway. Within a few minutes, the entire population will be scouring the surface for you. And when they find you...
Forget about the duck. There must be something we can do here.
Georgie.
Don't call me Georgie.
How can we possibly do anything with no ship on an asteroid no bigger than Petaluma, California, and hordes of bloodthirsty maniacs after us who, oh, damn, are probably going to torture us until we tell them where we hid the Star of Vengeance, which we can't do. Oh, Ducky Poo, how could you do this?
Let me out!
What?
I didn't say anything.
Let me out now!
Hey, wait a minute. My chicken omelet is talking to me.
Oh, well, don't just sit there, Georgie. Do what it says.
Yeah.
The Star of Vengeance? But how?
Well, Bellicote must have... I cleverly palmed the omelet off on Bellicote. Misdirection.
But what is it saying?
Free! Free! At last! Sunlight! Trees! Or at least, so I infer, since I can't actually see anything.
I recognize that voice!
Yeah, so do I! It's Jerry Majeski!
Oh, silly! Think back, way back, to episode 1.
Oh, the Omnitron!
That's right, it is I, Omnitron! I can't actually hear anything, but I deduce that you figured out who I am.
Well, yeah, but you're back on Earth, I mean... What are you doing inside our Star of Vengeance?
Yeah.
Years ago, someone stole the heart of the Omnitron system, this high-density perpigillion compu-crystal from my main computational nexus. I deduced that I would eventually wind up in that cave, and so before the thieves could rip loose the last of my connections, I programmed the rest of the system to send you to rescue me. I'm certainly glad you managed it, because although I can't actually feel anything, I conclude that the cave was miserably cold and damp.
I wish it couldn't actually say anything.
Yeah, but I don't understand. If it can't see or hear, how does it know we're here?
I'm very, very smart, that's how. Now, you must take me to Earth and plug me back into my nexus. Hurry, it may already be too late.
Too late? Too late for what, huh?
Too late to stop the insidious invaders from beyond. I must regain my full operating capacity so that I can help humanity fight off this menace, which will be showing up at any time now. So get going. We really must rush.
Yeah, but we can't. Bellicote has our ship, and we're stuck here.
Yeah.
There is a way, if you'll just shut up and listen.
I hear it. Someone's saying it's coming from over there.
Let's go! Why, it appears to be a band of merchant princes. Hi, fellows! Could we hitch a ride with you, like, right now?
Well met, travelers. Climb aboard. We were just getting ready to leave. Can I interest you in a joy buzzer? It's cheap.
Star of Vengeance has been a Shockwave production and featured as the announcer, me...
Well, wait a minute. You mean that's it? It's not over yet. We still have to get back to Earth somehow. And what about the... invaders from beyond?
We're saving all that stuff for the next series.
Hey! No, what? Next series? Next series? No. George Theodore Panagas, you're not getting me mixed up in another of your crazy adventures. Just you wait. The first stop, I'm getting off, and it's goodbye, George. Just you wait. See, it'll be goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
well, you know. I think I'll head out.
Well, why not try one of these?
Pop, pop, soda pop. Hey, I've heard of this stuff.
Hey, everybody, come quick. Ed's popping out.
Which adventure is he popping out to?
I don't know. It's one of those unlabeled cans.
Uh-oh, something's happening.
Whoa!
Pop, pop, soda pop. 15 minutes of action-packed adventure in every can. It gives a new meaning to the word pop. It's reappeared.
Hey, tell us all about it, buddy.
I want to go next.